Humboldt County's decision to allow Project Trellis grant funding to be used for paying cannabis excise tax debts has created what one county supervisor calls an unfair system where those who have paid their taxes have been bypassed for the grant funding. Another issue is that some of those who have gotten grants for things like water and energy systems now are out of business, with the grant-funded improvements either not done or adding value to properties whose cannabis permits have been revoked. Issues with Project Trellis, the county's cannabis business assistance program, were highlighted when the Board of Supervisors fielded an update on state and Project Trellis grant recipients who owe Measure S cannabis excise taxes. After the update, Supervisor Steve Madrone noted the board's decision last April to use Project Trellis grants to help farmers pay tax debts, which he said has disadvantaged those who paid their taxes and have been deprioritized for Project Trellis funding.
When they ended up paying all their Measure S taxes and their fees, and we're current on all that, applause, applause. I mean, doing the right thing there. They wrongly assumed, I guess, that they would still be funded for these, you know, solar energy, water storage, other conditions to be met that could be funded through Trellis and get assistance to do that. But then we as a board shifted our priorities away from that to having all of these grants go to those that had not paid their Measure S taxes. And so what we did was we left these people behind. We're now up in the 50s in the queue in terms of applicant priorities. We're funding those in the 50s, and there are those in the 20s and 30s that have now been bypassed because they paid their Measure S taxes.
Saying the board created a, quote, very unfair system, Madrone requested that staff be directed to evaluate what can be done to, quote, level that playing field and really make it fair. County administrative staff said the board will soon consider changing a Project Trellis policy manual, and that will be an ideal time to consider a fix. Another issue is that some cannabis farmers got grants to improve water and energy systems, but now their state licenses and county permits are suspended or revoked. That situation was discussed in this exchange between Board Chair Michelle Bushnell and Planning Director John Ford.
So if you're suspended or revocated, what does that do to your funding grant?
We're working through that right now. We are having conversations with the permit holders to determine what their plans are. If they're, some of them have not installed the improvements yet, and the time to do so is rapidly, the end of this period is coming to a close. And so if they haven't done that, they really need to give that grant money back.
And I guess I'll just ask the big question in the room. Have you asked those folks, do they have that money still available to them?
In some cases, yes.
But not in all cases?
Not in all cases.
Okay.
As he's done in the past, Supervisor Mike Wilson talked about use of public funds in the context of grant recipients that are either out of business with their grant-improved properties up for sale or grantees who are defunct and haven't spent grant money on upgrades.
No question, but this is kind of going back to why I was suggesting that these be loans that are basically, zero-interest repaid loans upon performance that are tied to the property so that even if stuff gets installed and then the property is sold without a license, that at least the program recoups the value that then the property owner has just invested with public money to increase their value. I know that's not the intention. I don't believe people are trying to do that, but it's just stuff happens, you know, things move on. And then also to protect against, I think, what Supervisor Bushnell is talking about, which is handing out checks and then with no guarantee of performance.
Decision-making wasn't agendized, so supervisors just voted to receive and file the update. They'll revisit things when the policy manual changes come before them at a future meeting. According to the update, 58 Project Trellis grantees owe Measure S taxes. The combined total amount of taxes owed by state and Trellis grantees is $948,000. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.